You know, our Dust Bowl days were 1930 to 1936. Did your parents, grandparents, talk about those days at all?
They talked about them just in general, how hard they were, how difficult it was, and no money, depression, and hard to get by. I always felt like that was a time that they really just wanted to forget and not repeat. I'm sure it was very, very difficult, but I don't remember any specific stories.
I think the largest struggles for the Dutch Bowl were west of here, more so than here. They had started to get mechanized, and through the wonderful government, they were promoting very heavily, plowing up all the sod, which larger acres were in western Oklahoma, more suitable to plowing up and farming than actually this area in here. And the government was promoting plowing every acre you could up and planting it to wheat because of the war effort, wars and stuff like that, and then happened again in the 40s with the World War One or two. But, I don't know, this is going to sound kind of bad, but it's actually the government's fault because they really promoted that heavily. Wheat in those days as a commodity to sell for the war effort caused it to be a large price. They had starting to get quite a bit of mechanization out in those areas. We didn't have it here on our personal property, but they did out there. And due to the fact that they had initiated the plowing and planting of so many acres out there, when they turned off and had that drought and then started having them windstorms, it really got devastating, more so out west. Western Oklahoma and up in the Panhandle particularly is the worst effects of the Dust Bowl.
You know, we've talked a lot about the work, and we all, you know, put our time in milking or plowing fields or doing whatever, but we had a lot of good times playing. And Daryl has referred to our uncle that is 4 months older than he. His name is Donnie, and he was just like a brother to us, and we played with him a lot, and he and Daryl particularly liked to ride horses. We all did. It was big in the family. Mom and Dad, they met riding horses. Dad would ride his horse a mile or two to go see Mom, but they had something called the Pony Express, and I think Daryl ought to tell you about his adventures as Pony Express.
The Pony Express? Their
Pony Express.
Their Pony Express, right.
Maybe not the Pony Express, but their Pony Express.
Well, we considered ourselves to be excellent horsemen, even though we were just kids. But we had watched the Pony Express on these television shows where they carried the mail. In those days, many of them riders had a running mount, and they would run from one horse to the other whenever they changed, grab the saddle horn, throw the bags over, grab the saddle horn, and away they went. And they were still on the ground running alongside the horse. And they would get a few steps into a dead run, lift their legs some, bounce, and up on the saddle they went and just kept on trucking. So we decided that it would really be nice for us to learn how to do that. And it worked quite well. We taught both horses to take off. We'd grab the horn and give them a little cue, and away they'd go. The bad part about it was that my dad rode the same horse. And after we had taught him that, every time he'd go to get on that horse, when he'd reach the saddle horn, he'd take off. And he knew something was wrong because the horse didn't used to do that. So we finally had to confess, and we got in trouble, and had to quit that and retrain the horse to stand still while we mounted. But we had gobs of things like that that we did by horseback, even persimmon fights, green persimmon fights. We were told not to do that because every time you went out, they'd tell you, be careful with each other. Don't
get hurt.
Do that because you'll hit somebody in the eye. That was a big deal then, you hit somebody in the eye. And we did it anyway one night, and I hit Donnie in the eye, and it started watering and watering and watering, and we had to stay out there till dark 30 before his eye quit watering so we wouldn't get in trouble.
Not just persimmons, but rocks. We used to throw rocks at each other playing cowboys and Indians.
So anybody get injured from that activity?
I don't remember any injuries with that. We played softball in the back lot, Grandma's lot. There was a nice level place up there. It was a little bit rocky, and, of course, there were always sheep piles and cow piles and horse piles and other things up there, but we just kind of dodged them. Or they became our first base, second base, third base, you know.
So we talked about horses and all, but there had to come a day when a tractor finally came to the farm.
Yeah.
Remember the first tractor? What was that?
Well, we still had it was prior to 1947. Our first tractor was a Ferguson, a little gray tractor, quite small, but we started pulling the binder to bind the grain and the bundle wagons to haul to the thrash machine. Still had thrash machines, but that's the first tractor we actually owned was prior to probably about 1946, because I think our dad got to be friends with the guy in town, and almost a year later, a little more than that, he bought the first Ford tractor, and I'm pretty sure it was a 1947 model.
Don't we still have it?
Yeah.
Many hours spent in the fields going round and round with, about a 3-foot implement? You talked about that once before.
Well, the first plows we had were what they call 214s. They were a two-bottom plow, 14 inches apart. You can relate to that, but some people can't. And then as we progressed and got a little bigger tractors, we got a 314 and elevated up from that, evolved.
Where
you went to the field and stayed there all day.
When I was very small, I can remember Dad hitching the draft horses. He had a set of draft horses, I guess two. But he would go out and put the tack on them to get ready to go work the field. I don't remember very much about that. I just can remember those big draft horses and him getting them ready. And he'd go to the field, and he'd probably take his lunch if he was too far to come back. And he and Mom, in the very early stages of their marriage, she said, I will have dinner for you at 12 o'clock if you're here to eat. Dad said, I'll be here to eat if you have lunch for me. So it was dinner every day at 12 o'clock, regardless. And then we had supper, whatever time we finished. But Daryl may remember more about those draft horses than I do, how long he had them, but I can remember them.
Well, they'd go out early, real early in the morning, and they'd work till 10 o'clock, something like that. Bring them home, put them in the barn, feed them, and then go out again, depending on the temperature. Go out again later in the evening and work them some more, and then bring them back to the barn. The other big thing was to go to the field when they were done, and we'd get to ride them draft horses back to the barn. We did that a lot. Well, that was easy to do. It was just little bitty kids, but you had two hames sticking up there that you hang on to, so it wasn't no big deal at all.
You're reminding me, I rode a horse, a draft horse, on our farm named Rose, and I just now reminded me of that. And that's when I found out that a horse was afraid of a pig, because I tried to run that horse into the pigs, and she jumped on me, and she didn't like that at all.
That's really... really strange, as old as you and I are, that you can remember the names of them horses. We had Jewel and Queen and Rex and Brownie. And then they had an old saddle horse named Chief. You know, other things you can't remember at all, but
right.
it's strange how that works.
Right.
But Daryl had a chicken or a duck that had eggs up there, where he's talking about Janice and Daryl were the only two that lived up there. And a big snake came along and got in that egg nest. And Mom loved telling this story. And she grabbed that snake and squeezed it so that those eggs would come out. And I guess, was it a chicken or a duck? And
it she went. Duck. They were getting it. They were getting it. Black snakes were getting in the chicken house and eating the eggs. But there was an old peeking duck out there that had a nest. And every time she would go to check, there'd be some eggs missing. One day she caught a black snake out there with an egg inside of the snake. He'd already sucked it in. And she cut it in two with a hoe, squeezed the egg back out of it, put it back in the nest, and it hatched. But we only got one duck, because that's all the eggs that was left was one. The snake had already got all the rest of them.
Did he sleep with it?
She loved telling that story.
Well, that's a pretty heroic story, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that was later on. I had a pet duck. But.
And what was the name of the pet duck?
I don't remember.
Mom was a tough cookie. I mean, she wasn't afraid of much. Back then, you couldn't be to survive.